Your post game with Coach Castro after the Buffalo game. And Coach, let's get right into it. First half performance, not what you wanted to see. Second half, much better effort from your team. What was the change at halftime intermission?
We just started executing what the original game plan was. I thought we played a little bit tougher, a little bit more disciplined. The first half, we just didn't match Buffalo's intensity and physicality. And, you know, you have to be physical. You got to be tough against these guys as they got paint points, they got offensive rebounds, and you can't give that to them.
Sanara Skanes comes out in the second half, really finds a way to score and be really effective for you guys. What was the change for her, or was that just, again, getting to a rhythm and being ready to attack like you'd planned?
Yeah, that's always part of the plan with her, is get her the ball. And, you know, I thought Ari got her some really good looks. She hit some jumpers from that little logo area, which is the hole in the zone, and we took advantage of it. So, you know, that's stuff that, you know, she's capable of doing and knocking down those shots, and obviously it helped us offensively.
One of your better secondary pieces tonight, Corian Cardwell, who rejoined your team not too long ago after a little bit of a layoff. It's got to be nice to see her go 4 for 6 from the field and add 7 boards, really make a difference down the stretch.
No, Yanni was really good, and that's why she played so much in the second half. She got in transition, but defensively, I thought she was really good. It let us move Ari off fair for a little bit and give her a breather. But Yanni clearly brought us great energy and that senior leadership.
Deja Fair for them, 13 straight points to finish out the game. Obviously, not the result, but is that just a product of her being who she is as a player, or was there a missed assignment there?
No, I thought we were there. She gave her credit. She hit some tough shots. The problem is that we put her at the free throw line too much. She goes 4 for 16. She had 8 points in the first half. We knew she was going to be ultra aggressive the second half, and give that kid credit. I thought Ari held her for 6 for 20, which is pretty good. But, you know, it's hard to guard at the free throw line. And we got to be better at being more solid, and making them earn it.
Obviously tough to pinpoint one thing, but is it just making that one big play at the end, that one big hustle play that's separated you from wins in the last two games?
No, I don't think so at all. I think it's being able to play 40 minutes. It's not playing in spurts, being able to put a whole 4 quarters together in order to beat a really good team. You're not going to beat good teams by playing 3 quarters.
Coach, I don't want to put you on the spot, so if you're not ready to answer, I totally understand that. But obviously, with everything that happened in the country pregame today, is that something that was talked about before the game, after the game? Not at all. Will it be addressed? What's your thought process on that right now, early on?
It's not something that we spoke about today. Obviously, it's something that our team is aware and observing. I'm sure it's going to be something that we talk about in the coming days as things continue to develop. This is a team that is very aware in terms of, socially. It's not our finest day as a country, but like our country and our team, we feel better days are ahead.